Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
There's a book I read a while back. I read it on a plane. I remember I was flying back from Dallas. I brought it with me. I remember where I bought it. And I remember what made me buy it, the title. And I remember sitting on a flight on my way home from Dallas. I particularly remember because I wanted to read it on the way there, and I couldn't. I had too much work to do. So I read it on the way home. And the truth is, I don't remember anything it said. I really don't. I read it. I don't remember anything it said. Yet the book stayed with me. And what stayed with me is exactly what drove me to buy the book in the first place. It was the title. And it was called The Obstacle is the Way. I remember it was written by somebody named Ryan Holiday, but I'm telling you, I don't remember anything that was in that book. I think it might have been a good book, but the impact was the name. The Obstacle is the Way. And, you know, through my journey, man, I've run into some major obstacles, but I can often look back over my shoulder and go, hey, I'm really glad that happened. Now, it didn't seem like something I'd be glad for in the moment, like being diagnosed with Parkinson's didn't seem like a good thing. But when I look at my career and where it's led me, it was. And so were many things that seemed like obstacles. That just happens to be one. So it's a really good mindset thought. It's a really good belief to hold on to. The obstacle is the way. Because it turns the, oh, no, what am I going to do, into, wow, I'm being called to do something. And I think in knowing that mindset is everything, that simple shift can completely alter your future. So whatever obstacles you're facing, if you can reframe them as, this is the path right now. I have to go head on into this obstacle because whatever is challenging me now is my greatest opportunity. You have to, of course, prove this to your PFC because your EEM won't like it at first. But when you prove it enough times, your EEM buys in. It goes, yep, obstacle. That's the way. I can't fight that at all. So I want you guys to remember that as we move forward. Now, that's not what I want to talk about today. It happened to just show up in my head because I said it to somebody minutes before the call. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that book. Or maybe I didn't. I started thinking, I don't remember a single thing I learned from that book other than the title, but that was enough for me. Today, I want to talk particularly about Troy and Tammy. Not only Troy and Tammy, but I want to feature Troy and Tammy. But I also invite Tony and Tasso and Jeff and Gary or anybody to jump in and apply the information that we covered to your unique circumstance if you see an opportunity. And whatever we do with Troy and Tammy today, we can do for everybody if you choose. So my next question is Troy here?
Yes.
Good. Can you guess what my next question is?
Did they get together yet to be accountability partners?
No, that wasn't my next question. My next question was, is Tammy here?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, now, Tasso, you can go ahead and ask that question. That's a good one.
No.
You guys gotten together as accountability partners yet?
Not yet.
Let's do it, Troy.
About it.
Was there an obstacle?
No, not
okay.
That end of having to do it, just didn't schedule it in.
Then something you guys can do like right after this call is just at least put it in the calendar, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you some good material that you guys can brainstorm on. I guess the word that I want to cover today is branding. You know, it's a popular word. It's not a new word. It's an old word from advertising. It's just become common today because with social media, everybody can become a brand, which is kind of upsetting and a little synthetic. And years ago, it was used by companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Today, it's just used by whoever has the coolest hardware in their face on Instagram. I'm not kidding. Or the coolest tattoo or looks the most like Post Malone, if you even know who that is. So branding is not, when I talk about branding, it's not a new Instagram term. It's a very old marketing and advertising term, but it's really important. So if we're going to talk about branding, we would be remiss not to mention social media, but let's not make it about social media because it isn't. So before I get into what branding is, Let's talk about the vehicles, and we'll come back and talk about how we can use these vehicles. But if you're trying to build a brand or create a brand or be recognized for a brand, the primary vehicles you have are advertising, which costs money, and communication, which doesn't have to cost money. So advertising is a way to brand, but it doesn't have to be only advertising. It doesn't have to be advertising at all. But somewhere there has to be a level of planned communication, because you've got to let people know not only that you exist, but that this is your brand. If we go further, branding would have a lot to do with product and packaging design. When I first came out with my nutritional supplements years ago, I had very, very generic labels. And at a certain point, I was invited to sell them at some gym juice bars, and they looked so different than the other products. So I had to go back and recreate labels so they were shelf-friendly. So if you do have a product, the way the product is designed, the way the packaging is designed, if you have a facility, of course, the experience that people have there is a part of your branding. You want to try to create a replicable experience so that people can communicate with each other going, yeah, I found that same exact thing. At some level, your pricing is your branding. If you're the discount guy, you're going to be perceived a certain way. If you're the premium in town, you're going to be perceived differently. Branding can have a lot to do with who you sponsor or who you partner with, and you have to be careful in those areas. And then finally, there's the one that I think most people would have put first, and that is the visual identity, like the logo or the website or the colors that you use on your website and your business cards. So that, I think, is a nutshell of what we would use to brand. Now, here's a question. Do you sell a product? I'm not going to wait for you to answer it. I'm going to say yes. When I ask that question, you probably think of a hard version of a product, something you can hand to somebody over a counter. But I want you to realize that your service is a product. Well, yeah, we call it a service, but it's still your product. It's what you sell. When people say, what can I buy from you? There's a product. And if the product is a change in outcome, if it's a good change in outcome, it's a really good product. So if we're looking broadly for a definition, I have one. A product is anything that can be offered to a market to satisfy a want or need. Product is anything that can be offered to a market to satisfy a want or need. So now, with that definition, everyone here is able to say, yes, I sell a product. And it could include physical goods or services or experiences or events or people or places or properties or organizations. As long as you are offering it to a market because there's a need for it or a want for it, and there will be a value exchange. So now, if I'm starting at the core essence of my business, and people say, what are you? I say, I'm a personal trainer. So is there a value in that brand? I am a personal trainer. Do you think most people would perceive a value in that brand?
Not really.
Is that sad? Is that just the way it is? Or is that opportunity or all of the above?
I'd go with all of the above.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, it definitely is sad. We've chosen a career. We're proud of our career. But most people will see very little value in it. And that's kind of sad. But it's also reality. It's the way things are. And if that's the case, well, then mediocrity is very common in this field, and that gives us an opportunity to rise above. So what if I go a step further? What if I go, I am a personal trainer. I help people get fit. Okay, now we're talking about a product, right? Now I have a product. I help people get fit. So is there value in that?
Yes.
Does it make me stand out in any way?
No.
If I make up business cards and I say, I'm a personal trainer. I help people get fit. Might I get some clients?
Well, maybe.
Yeah. But not because of the card, right?
Right.
Because that's sort of like, I am a bottle of water, I will quench your thirst. I mean, that's what you expect from a bottle of water, correct? So I'm a personal trainer. I help people get fit. I prescribe workouts. How's that? Is it any better or am I still the same?
Still the same.
If I made up cards and said, I'm a personal trainer, I help people get fit, and I prescribe workouts, couldn't any personal trainer on the planet use those cards?
Yeah.
What if I added one more? I lead groups. I do group training. All right, now we'd maybe cut it down to half the personal trainers on the planet. So here's the really interesting thing that I've learned early on in conducting the Be Better groups is that when I ask personal trainers who are really looking to grow what makes them unique, they struggle. They really, really struggle. So this is the challenge. How, if you're in a field of people who all say they do the same thing, can you stand out if you're not able to identify what makes you unique? And it's why so many feel stuck, and then they can build a story around that. They go, well, nobody wants to train with me because the other trainers are more fit than me. Nobody wants to train with me because, and they'll come up with all the different reasons. Everybody wants to train with the bodybuilder. Everybody wants to train with the pretty girls. Whatever the reason is, I hear it all the time. But the fact is, it's because you're not unique. You're generic. So if you're generic and one trainer is a beautiful woman and you're not, they're going to go with the beautiful woman. If you're generic and one trainer is a massive bodybuilder and that's what they're looking for, they're going to go with that. But it's not because they won't go with you. It's because you're not claiming to be unique. Well, I'm just an introvert. See, as long as you come up with those obstacles, they limit you. That's all EEM stuff. None of it is real. None of it is true. It just becomes the truth that you create for yourself. So if you can create that limited truth, then you should be able to go the other direction and create a brand. Now, a lot of you guys are thinking, well, I'm mature. I've been in this for a long time. I don't need to do this. Everyone needs to do this. Every business needs to do this, more now than ever. So when I press trainers who are new to Be Better, what makes you unique, they always tell me the same thing. I really care about my clients. They always tell me that. So obviously it's not unique. That's what they think is unique. But think about it. What all trainers is what drove us to be personal trainers. We care. So we're in an industry where uniqueness is rare and self-awareness of uniqueness is even more rare. Rarer. So if we're going to talk about branding and your uniqueness, let's start out just to understand branding by thinking of the most mundane thing we can sell. I said earlier, I'm a bottle of water. I will quench your thirst. So let's talk about branding water. Because it's abundant, it's everywhere. I mean, in your own home, it comes out of four or six different faucets in and around the house. It falls from the sky. It shows up on leaves in the morning. It fills every lake and every stream and every river. It seems absurd to try to build a business selling water. So when we talk about a brand, let's consider that a brand is nothing more than an idea or an image. I drove by an outlet mall today and I saw that they had all the stores listed. And for Nike, they didn't have a word, they just had the swoosh. And for Under Armour, they just had the logo and everybody knows what it is. It's a brand. Nick's Pizza said Nick's Pizza. They didn't have enough of a brand to just put a logo. So a brand is an idea or an image that people have in mind when they think of a product. And keep in mind what I said, you have a product. So if it is an idea or an image people have in mind, who are the people? Well, let's say your prospects and your customers. So your brand is the idea that your prospects and customers have in mind when they think of you. Now, when we dissect a brand, there's usually a physical aspect and an emotional one. When they think of you, they probably think of you physically. But then they also should think of how they feel about you. So if I'm selling to DJs a very lightweight portable sound system, I would say physically my product is fantastic because it's lightweight and you can just throw it in your car and take it with you to your gig. But that's not enough. They need something emotional. So I'd have to say it is a lightweight portable sound system and your audience can't help but dance when they feel the power of the frequency of the vibration. So we have to think of both, the product itself of which you are a part and the emotion that people will experience. It is only because of the emotional power of the human brain that we can use a logo or image to evoke emotions that we irrationally attach to a product. I look at the swoosh and I know what the store is. I look at the Under Armour logo and I know what the store is. It's only because of emotion that we do that. How can a water company attach emotion to the thing that comes out of the faucets all around your house? And maybe even in your refrigerator you have a water purifier. Why would you ever need to buy this? How can a water company create emotion? Do you have any emotional attachments? Does anybody here have a favorite bottled water that you buy? I'm actually, as I'm talking to you, I have Zephyr Hills in my hand. It is since 1964. Zephyr Hills brand. It is 100% natural Florida spring water. And there's a beautiful picture of a palm tree and some nice blue water. And it says sustainably sourced.
Mine's Fiji.
Yours is Fiji. Okay. Well, we'll talk about Fiji.
It's 100% natural toilet water.
Well, actually, let me ask you this. If there was a bottle in Whole Foods that said 100% natural toilet water and it cost 14 cents and it was next to the bottle of Fiji, honestly, which one would you buy?
I would buy the toilet water.
You would? Okay. Well, you're in the minority,
so you wouldn't
buy the toilet water.
No, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. I was a little worried about you for a minute.
I don't think I'd want to drink toilet water with you, you know. I don't really know anybody who would.
If we look at the absurdity of bottled water branding, then you can never come back and tell me that a personal trainer can't brand because all we do is take people through workouts. Because they're selling water. I looked for the most mundane thing I could come up with. Evian comes from the Alps. It's European. Their bottles are smaller and more expensive. Arrowhead comes from the mountains of California. Why would someone choose local California water when they can touch their lips to Europe, when they can visit the Alps? Why would they possibly buy this California water when right next to it in the 7-Eleven is a little bottle of Europe? Any idea why somebody would choose Arrowhead over Evian?
Cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. That's why. So are there people who really think rationally? I think, wait a minute now. Here I am in 7-Eleven. I have to make a decision. I could buy this Arrowhead water for 99 cents. And, well, I know it only comes from the mountains of California. Or I can get this European gem that comes from the Alps, and that's $1.89. It's a smaller bottle. It's about twice as much. Let me weigh this out. Nobody does that, right? You go with impulse, and you just pick up the one that you pick up. You don't even compare prices. So it doesn't make any sense rationally that Evian would even have a business. How can both of these exist and do well? Well, because the brands are different, and they appeal to different audiences. Because nobody spends more than 7 seconds deciding which brand to buy. So it isn't rational thinking. It is purely association. Evian is more expensive and worth it. It's European. That's the emotional message. Evian is more expensive and it's worth it. So if you're somebody who really cares about yourself and you like fine things, you're going to buy the Evian. You're not going to be affected by price. Arrowhead is cheaper. Say no more. Two markets, two successful companies. Is one better than the other? Who can say? If they're both doing well and making money, it's really good branding both ways. Now, Fiji, Gary, do you honestly know why you buy Fiji, or you just came to associate it with this is the one I like?
I like the bottle.
You like the bottle. Yeah, and I'll buy Fiji too. Like if I'm in a place and it's Fiji, that's the one I'll typically buy. Anybody else have a preference?
I used to buy Penta.
Which one?
Penta. P-E-N-T-A.
Penta. Is that the flavored water?
No.
Okay, why did you buy Penta?
Because it was supposed to be super, super pure.
Super pure. Not just pure, super pure. There's nothing in it but water, right? Like,
I got some, sand I want to sell you in the desert.
Listen, if this is about gullibility, Gary, it's about the gullibility of a nation, honestly. Because, man, this is now a $9 billion business and growing. So if this is gullibility, it's not Tasso who's gullible. It is everybody. But let's understand why. Let's understand how all these companies can exist and make money. Fiji built up a great story. Now, I'm going to guess. I don't know this for sure, so don't hold me to it. I'm going to guess some of it is myth. I don't know if it's all really true, but it's a really good story. It's supposedly imported from an aquifer that was discovered during a geology expedition. They found this underground, beautifully clean spring 1,600 miles away from any continent on one of Fiji's 300 islands. This water was never touched by chemicals, pollutants, acid rain, toxicity. It is the cleanest, most natural water there is. Now, the imagery of the tropical island and the color of the letters and the brand built around purity, it works. It absolutely works. You don't think about it. You don't go, let me figure out what it's really from. You just buy it. It says Fiji. It's familiar to you. You buy it. Fiji also does really powerful marketing to boost the brand outside of just normal retail. They sell their bottles cheap to super high-end hotels because they want the association. So they will sell a bottle of Fiji water for about 80 cents to Ritz-Carlton. Ritz-Carlton will put two bottles of Fiji water in every room, and they'll put this little sign on it, this little card on it, that's a little circle cut out so they can put it over the bottle. And do you know what the card says? $6. So somebody checks into the Ritz-Carlton. They have a sink if they wanted. They could also go downstairs and probably buy some water for $3. It is a Ritz-Carlton. But this one is right there in their room. And they don't have to pay for it right now. It just shows up on their bill, which they probably never even look at. They just leave and get their bill in the email. And sure enough, on the bill, if they have two Fiji waters a day, there's going to be an added $12 a day. Good business move for Ritz-Carlton. They're making $5.20 additional every time somebody opens the bottle. Really good for Fiji because they created an association. It's great branding. Fiji also donated $1,000 to different film-related charities for every photo that they received of an A celebrity drinking Fiji water. So Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro and all of these big stars out in Hollywood have an affinity for up-and-coming film students. All they had to do was just show themselves with a bottle of Fiji water, and Fiji donates $1,000 on their behalf to charity. And I could keep going. Fiji's an amazing company. But it's built on probably at least 50% myth. I really don't know how true that story is, that they discovered this water and built this mega company out of it, especially because it was started by an entrepreneur from California who also made money in gold. I think it's a good story. I do. I think it's a really good story. Because it's all imported. It's just hard for me to fathom that that's where it all comes from. Again, I'm not saying, I'm certainly not an expert in this, but it's the story. Is it really different than Aquafina? And is Aquafina different than Dasani? Those two brands, Aquafina and Dasani, get massive visibility. They're going to get preferred shelf placement in the grocery store, the supermarket, the convenience store, the drugstore. Any idea why?
Prestige?
Nope. Do you know who they're owned by?
One of the grocery stores?
One is owned by Coke and one is owned by Pepsi.
Pepsi, yeah.
Now, I'll tell you this. That water comes from the tap at Coca-Cola Bottling Company and PepsiCo. There's no secret underground spring. There's no island 1,600 miles away. It is tap water. Now, they may say purified. They may add minerals to it. It's tap water. I don't know if it's quite toilet water, but I don't think it's ever touched a toilet, but it's the same water that ends up in your toilet. So you have to look at this, and you have to go, this is unbelievable how the branding, because these are attached to Coke and Pepsi, so they get the placement. It's the brand. It's the familiar brand. And Aquafina, by the way, has mountains and snow in their ads. Mountains on their labeling. The water comes from municipal water supply coming from the taps in PepsiCo's bottling plants in major cities. I looked at a couple of investigative reports. I don't know what number is accurate, but I saw somewhere between 25 and 40% of bottled water is tap water obtained from major cities in the U.S. So I didn't start here to talk about water. I just wanted to talk about branding, and I was just thinking, what is the most mundane thing? Before anybody gives me an excuse and says, well, you can't brand because everybody does the same shit, they're all selling water. So if a water company can make people associate water with intelligence by calling it smart water, or a shift in pH can make a brand appear better, or a familiar candy company, Nestle, can release brand after brand after brand under different labels. Polar Spring, Nestle. Deer Park, Nestle. Nestle Water, Nestle. And every time they come out with a new brand, they attract a larger share of the market. It's the same water. Different bottle, different label. So if those companies can use branding to capture market share, you better believe that someone who helps people improve their health has a better story to tell than I take people through workouts and help people get fit. And by the way, Nestle also increases market share by changing the physical branding because they also own Perrier. So now they have fizzy water. The number of categories of bottled water didn't even exist 10 years ago. Today, you'd think they're selling like hundreds of different products, drinking water, purified water, artesian water, flavored water, spring water, mineral water, pH balanced water, natural water, well water, carbonated water. So you get my point. If you think marketing yourself as a person who can take people through workouts or as a place where people can go to workout is going to light anybody's fire, you're going to lose out to those who are willing to brand themselves differently. I, thankfully, get invited to a lot of people at medical-type events. I've learned what to say. You know, spoke about this a little on the last call. But, hi, I'm Phil Kaplan. I'm a personal trainer. I take people through workouts. That's kind of like saying, hi, I have leprosy. Really. Same person. Same product. But what I say is going to dictate their perception of me. My name is Phil Kaplan, and I work with the medical field to naturally help people rediscover health and reverse chronic disease. I had some eye surgery yesterday, and I had to go back this morning for my pre-op. And as I'm sitting in the waiting room, Struck up a conversation with a couple, nice couple. They both, and this is really ironic at the eye hospital, they both had kidney transplants. Not there. They had them at a different hospital, a Cleveland Clinic. But we started talking. The guy told me he used to be very overweight. She had a gastric bypass. And we were talking, and they said, what do you do? That's what I told them. My name is Phil Kaplan. I work with the medical field to naturally help people rediscover health and reverse chronic disease. Did their eyes light up? You bet. So, too, did the woman sitting across from them. So she goes, you help people lose weight? And I said, well, for years, my specialty was body transformation, helping people trade pudgy bodies for lean ones. But now I use exercise and eating interventions to miraculously restore health. So let me see if I reach in my pocket right now. I hope it's still in there. I have his business card and her phone number. It's branding. So if you say I'm a personal trainer, they'll go, oh. Or maybe they'll go, what should I eat? Or what do you think of keto? But what I just said gets a very different reaction. Branding has done well for me. At first, I was the brand. When I first really started kind of finding my place, I was, in my website said, the expert people trust and fitness professionals rely upon. That was my brand. I used the term the fitness truth because back then I exposed the lies and the labeling and the supplements and the drugs. On my radio show, I was introduced as the purveyor of fitness truth. Joe Weider called me the master of body transformation, and when I released my Transform program, you better bet I used that brand. Now, when I got married, I didn't want to be the brand any longer. There were some issues there. So I wanted to create brands, and that's when I created Fitness 21. That was a brand. Alive was a great brand for me, as is now the Metabolic Reboot and Transgenesis. So you don't need to add brands right now. I'm going to say to all of you, you just need to be one. Now, you can also build your brand by affiliation. So if you affiliate with a gym or somebody else's training studio, realize that that is affecting your brand. So if it's somewhere that you feel you want to be associated with, good. But if at a certain point you feel it's going to limit you, then you have to realize if you need to change your brand, you need to change your locale. You know, another area that's really competitive, more so than men's workout wear, is women's workout wear. It is an extremely competitive market. And for every brand that succeeds, a few dozen go belly up. And there's a new company that's taking a really impressive competitive lead by doing incredible branding. And they started their market by developing a following on Instagram. Now, I said we'd be remiss if we don't talk about social media. I'm not suggesting you build your brand on Instagram, but they certainly used it as a leaping pad. The tagline was, we're setting a new standard for the way you move and live. The company is Varley. We're setting a new standard for the way you move and live. And then they said, you're making the moves. So there's kind of this empowerment behind it. But they play up two things. They have offices in California and London. So rather than saying we have offices in California and London, they say, drawing inspiration from both Californians' coastal culture and the classic silhouettes and palettes of London, Varley creates collections for a versatile lifestyle. The label seamlessly blends performance-first designs with movement-enhancing fabrics and a fashionable sophistication. That's good branding. That's really good branding. The truth is they have offices in California and London, but some really good branding expert did a nice job with that. Now, they formed their first national affiliation with Bergdorf Goodman. Have you guys heard of Bergdorf Goodman? Anybody?
Yeah.
It is probably the most prestigious department store in the world. There's only one. And does anybody know where it is? It's in New York City, Fifth Avenue. And people from around the world come shop at Bergdorf Goodman so they can spend a lot of money. And, you know, there are legendary stories of John Lennon and Yoko Ono spending some obscene amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars buying furs there. And Elizabeth Taylor bought like $200,000 earmuffs. So that's the kind of store it is. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's Neiman Marcus. The only reason they haven't changed the name, I would guess, is because of its prestige. It is Neiman Marcus. They just never changed the name of that one. Bergdorf Goodman. So this company, Varley, formed their first national affiliation with Bergdorf Goodman. What a great branding move. What a great branding move. So now they're sold in coastal California at the highest end superstore where Europeans would shop if they come to this country. Great branding. So your affiliation is branding. If they were sold in the beach shops in Delray Beach, they wouldn't attract this high-end market. But now it is the athletic clothing wear for women in the Hamptons because of their branding. So that's a quick snapshot from which we can better understand the power of branding. I want to brand the National Slim Down. I didn't get the response from you guys I'd hoped, but I do have a couple of events coming up locally, and I have a big seminar I'm doing with Dr. John DeLuca on March 13th, and after that, I will turn my attention toward promoting this National Slim Down. So I love the idea. I have some things in reserve. I'm just spread a little thin right now. But to me, that's going to be a brand, as is the Staten Island Slim Down. In the meanwhile, everyone here could benefit from more directed branding. So you don't necessarily need a tagline, but you do need an avatar. All of these water companies have an avatar. Who is your avatar? Varley has an avatar. Bergdorf Goodman has an avatar. So you do need that. If you're going to have an effective brand, you need an avatar. And you also need to know what you want every avatar to know about you. My name is Phil Kaplan, and I work with the medical field to naturally help people rediscover health and reverse chronic disease. My avatar is somebody who's been to a doctor and is probably on at least one medication. So I know my avatar, and I know what I want them to know about me. Now, if it's somebody who just wants to lose weight or tone up or get more muscular, I'm going to follow that with, well, for years, my specialty was body transformation. But now, so if they want that, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying this is my specialty now. So I'm pretty clear on my brand, and I see the response that I get from my avatar. So you do need an avatar. And you do need to know what you want every avatar to know about you. If you can turn that into a tagline, all is that much better. So let's turn our attention toward Tammy. And Tammy, I spent a little time looking at your Facebook and your Instagram this week. So I have a question for you, and if you don't know the answer right now, that's okay, but we could all talk about it. Is the brand Lang Fitness or Tammy Lang? This is a really important question because they're very different. If the brand is Lang Fitness, it's more than you. If the brand is Tammy Lang Health Catalyst, then the brand plays off of your talents and abilities.
Right. Well, originally that's why my Instagram was Tammy Lang and I hadn't changed it when I brought Billy on. It's, you know, we operate under Lang Fitness. That's what I was, my studio name was going to be 10 years ago. So I've had all the letterhead and the, all that stuff, and that's what everyone is. Everyone knows Lang Fitness. So, but
what is Fitness Matters? Is that yours?
Yeah. Well, no, Wellness Matters Consulting is my corporate name.
Okay.
And so, anyways, I know I need a brand. Like I, when I got the URL or the web site, you know, things I bought, the I did TammyLang.com, and I did, I think Lang's Fitness was taken because, but I think I do have a Lang Fitness one, and I have a Wellness Matters for You.com. So anyways, that's why I said I'm just, I need to get specific, and I think, I feel like I need to brand me on social media and then drive them to my, you know, to my one marketing directive that takes me to my different business sites. And that's what everybody I've noticed on social media is doing, is they brand them, but they all, you know, go and point them to their businesses.
Does anyone else have any thoughts before I share mine? If we're going to build a brand, because Fiji Water doesn't say we're going to be Fiji in a retail store and something else at the Ritz-Carlton. They don't say we're going to promote at the Ritz-Carlton Fiji Water, but when people get to the store, it will just be called water. So does anybody have an idea of which would be a stronger brand, Tammy Lang Health Catalyst or Lang Fitness?
I would probably go.
Go ahead. You would probably go.
I would probably go Lang Fitness only because of the experience, Phil, when I went to sell my business one time, the objection I couldn't get over was it was called Bodies by Tasso.
Okay. Tammy, are you looking to sell your business?
Not right now, but maybe. Not right now.
Okay.
But if I was, I guess that might be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the main reason to choose a brand right now. I do understand what you're saying. There's this idea that Lang Fitness just sounds more general. It's a company, you know, we have fitness. But in a sense, aren't you then becoming more generic?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about selling your company. I'm talking about branding. I'm talking about speaking to your avatar. You know, Lang Fitness is the same thing as Jones Fitness with Lang instead of Jones.
But you didn't give us the option to make a more dramatic, a more descriptive option for the name.
Why build an option for the name when you have a compelling character already? And this is a discussion, Tasso. I'm not saying I'm right, you're wrong. I'm just saying let's talk about it because I think until you can define who you are or what it is that you're trying to promote as your product, you're not going to ever do a good job of branding. You're going to be scattered. So I'm not saying this is easy. I'm just saying once you get there, it gets powerful.
And the other thing I feel like with Lang Fitness is that pigeonholed me into fitness when, you know, I'm more than that.
Yep, I agree.
That's what I went with because it's been there. That's why I've been holding off on trying. I'm trying to figure out how to brand myself. That's been my dilemma. Is what your dilemma just was.
Well, I see a lot of personal trainers like in their marketing go, "We," they use the word "we." You know, "We will do nutritional counseling." And I go, "Who's we?" And they go, "Me." I go, "Well, why do you say we?" Because that we sound bigger. You know, no, people aren't looking for big anymore. They're really not. You're not fooling people into thinking that you're Lifetime Fitness. You know, they could be Lifetime Fitness because they're big. But you want to stand out. And this is not to take anything away from Billy. I love Billy. But he's only got a few years in the field. He looks good, but so do millions of trainers, honestly. So I think the uniqueness of Lang Fitness is Tammy Lang Health Catalyst, if you use that term, or Tammy Lang. Anyone else have any opinion here? You're free to challenge mine.
Well, I like the Tammy Lang Health Catalyst or something of that nature, Phil, because I think it speaks more to the person she wants. She doesn't want, in most cases, the regular Joe walking through the door because if they're coming to a fitness center, even if it's a personal trainer, in their mind they're looking for a $20 personal trainer. She has to deliver the tagline of changing people's life.
Right. So there are people who will buy Arrowhead and there are people who will buy Evian. There are people who will buy both. So there are people who are going to get a $20 trainer, and good. They shouldn't get Tammy, right?
Right.
So Tammy, if we're looking between the Arrowhead market, meaning the economy conscious shopper, and the Evian market, meaning they're going to pay for quality, clearly you want the one who's going to pay for quality, correct?
Yeah.
And you understand why I spoke about this clothing brand, demonstrating how they're different than clothing brands that make their money doing trunk shows. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just they're building a very different brand. So I would say, you please take over. I'm just getting you started here. But I would say, Tammy Lang, Health Catalyst, who might be the owner, you could say the owner of Lang Fitness if you want. I don't think that's important, but if Billy should be included, then you could say that. But the branding should be you. You're the owner of the company, not the company, because between you and me, the company is nothing. Right? I'm not insulting you by saying the company is nothing. There's nothing tangible. There's nothing that you can actually sell and go, here's my company, right? Here are the keys to my company. So the company is just really you adding Billy. And if that added a lot, I'd say great. But from a business perspective, he doesn't bring anything other than he's a trainer who's married to you. And again, I hope this is not sounding offensive. I don't mean it to. I just think you're the specialist. You're the rarity. You know, you're the one who's going to really be the most attractive to people. Billy can be a great trainer.
Phil, don't worry about it. Billy's listening to the call. And he just slipped her a note. He said, I'm going to kick Phil's ass next time I see him.
That's okay. He's wanted to kick my ass before with the switch from Isagenix. So this will be round two.
No, he's good with that. No, I know that. But that was a thing. It wasn't Lang Fitness because Billy came on. That's what I was all along. So I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about that. And we've talked about that in marketing separately. And, you know.
Right. And by the way, he may have a totally different brand. And it can be, you know, Billy Lang, partner in Lang Fitness. It can be that too.
Exactly.
So I think your avatar is women between 35 and 60, diagnosed with an issue that challenges them. An issue they want to get rid of and rise above. And if you remember how I started this call, the obstacle is the way. That's what makes Tammy different than every other trainer. Everywhere you've gone, your obstacle has been the problem. What makes Tammy the great trainer that she is? She's overcome these obstacles. The obstacle is the way. Hey, I know you're suffering. I'm going to get you through it. I only want to train people who are willing to confront their obstacles. I want to train every woman between 35 and 60 years old who has some kind of issue that's a challenge, an issue that they want to get rid of and rise above. And I'm going to show them the obstacle is the way. And again, you have to use those words, but Tammy combines her intuitive ability to identify blockages, her in-depth understanding of food and nutritional creativity, and her vast experience in helping those for whom fitness matters overcome the challenges that once held them back. Does that resonate with you? Let me say it again. Tammy? She passed out.
I'm sorry, I'm muted. Yes, say it again.
All right, so the avatar in my mind, and again, this is only suggestion, is women between 35 and 60 diagnosed with an issue that challenges them, an issue they want to get rid of and rise above. That's the avatar. The message is Tammy combines her intuitive ability to identify blockages, her in-depth understanding of food and nutritional creativity, and her vast experience in helping those for whom fitness matters overcome the challenges that once held them back.
Yeah, I like that.
Tasso, you know Tammy well. What do you think?
I think it's a dynamic statement of who she is and what she does, and it'll resonate with that person that avatar who wants to change her life. It's for the person where life really matters.
Yeah. So there's value in Tammy Lang, and if you want a $20 trainer, you're not getting Tammy. And if you just want to work out for vanity, you're not getting Tammy. Because you can go to other trainers for that. That's generic. Tammy's only working with people who have obstacles because she's going to help them overcome it. What is your challenge? That's where you open up your consults. What is your challenge? I was just diagnosed with a thyroid issue. Oh, perfect. Do you want to get rid of it? Yes. Okay, come in, $150 for a consultation. That's what I see happening every single day for you.
It's funny because I just got an email last night, and I'm going to quick read it to you, but it says, "Hi, my friends gave me your information. I'm looking for someone to help me and potentially the rest of my family determine what foods we should be avoiding. Here's some background on me and my family to give you an idea. I'm looking for a nutritional consult or coach. I'm 41-year-old mother of three. I exercise regularly by running or going to Orange Theory 5 to 6 times per week. I've always had trouble losing the last 10 to 15 pounds, and I still struggle with that. I watch what I eat, and I've tried numerous different programs I struggle to stick with. Recently, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which explains a lot of my weight loss struggles, as well as some other symptoms I've been dealing with. I'm not on any thyroid medication, but I'm on a low dose of anti-anxiety meds. I've been researching going gluten and dairy-free, but I want to make sure this is the best route for me. I really want this to be about my health and not focus on my weight." And then she went in to say, "My husband also has an autoimmune disorder, plaque psoriasis, so I believe a change in diet would help him," on and on and on. "Can we, you know, we meet and see if you can help us?"
All right, so Tammy, that brings us to one of three scenarios. Either I invested a lot of time last night in writing that email, just to make my point. That's a possibility. Or, two, maybe I nailed it with your avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Or three, maybe this is just perfect alignment of the universe showing you that this is where you need to be.
Yep.
Because do you know how many people would send emails like that if they knew you existed?
Right.
So when I look at all your pictures, I see you having people do battle ropes. I see you and Billy. I see you standing with some successful-looking women. But there's nothing on there that's a brand. It's just photos of Tammy.
It's just generic.
Yeah.
And that's why that's been my struggle. And I know, like, that's why I said I want to start putting that out there and talking about that. And not just, if you look at it, it looks like I just am into fitness.
So that's what we're going to do. So, Troy, now that you are Tammy's accountability partner, do you have any thoughts on this refined positioning? I'm going to read it again. Avatar, women between 35 and 60 diagnosed with an issue that challenges them, an issue they want to get rid of and rise above. Tammy combines her intuitive ability to identify blockages, her in-depth understanding of food and nutritional creativity, and her vast experience in helping those for whom fitness matters overcome the challenges that once held them back.
I don't have anything to add to that. That's really good.
So if we start there, what can we use for branding? So Tammy, break out your pen, and I'm going to give you some ideas which you could take as homework or things to discuss with Troy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should design 10 posts that you'll put on Facebook, Instagram, or anywhere that speak to this. Don't send them. Don't post them. I just want you to write them. Have them like an arsenal ready to go out. But don't send any of them until you have 10. And before they all go out, you'll have another 10. And that's the way to do it. So they're not impulse and they're not, oh, no, what should I say? I know I want to post something. But you're being calculating in the sum total of the impact. So when you look at all 10, you're going to go, hey, if somebody reads 4 of these, are they going to understand who I am? So they should all come from that place. And one of them can say, you know, I just got an email from a woman who, and just talk about it, and I can't wait to help her overcome her challenges. You know, one of the most common things I hear is people are on anti-anxiety meds that don't even need them. You know, we can find the solution through mindset, nutrition, and exercise. It's so simple. But I think the 10 posts should speak to that avatar. You know, I know what it feels like to be challenged with a condition or a label that a doctor put upon you. What if you didn't need to have that condition? So write 10 posts. And what I would ask you to do is send them to the group. Let's just take a look at them, if you're okay with that, before you actually post them. And what we're looking for, more than judging the posts themselves, is the alignment. We want to make sure every one of them speaks to that audience in a different but similar way. Good?
Yeah.
Four different photos that represent specifically what you do. So if there's not just a plate of chicken meatballs, but you teaching somebody, like a picture of you teaching somebody how to make them, or you putting them on somebody's plate, or you putting the plate in front of somebody and they're looking shocked, like, wow, how could healthy food be this good? You know, pictures that represent who you are based on this paragraph. You know, maybe it's you hands-on showing somebody how to do a tree pose or an anterior reach. Not just battle ropes and not heavy-duty stuff, but something that they need help with, and it's you hands-on, so they're getting a sense of, here's Tammy holding me up. Maybe it's even a picture of you sitting with the camera behind you as you're using the Quantum Infinity with a client. But all things that will position you as something other than just a generic trainer who stands in pictures with people. And if you're going to use any picture, use one with the mayor. Okay, so four photos that all represent a different aspect of this. And three videos, ideally less than 2.5 minutes each. And one could be about explaining an exercise technique. One can be explaining about a condition that you help people get rid of. And one can be about preparing a particular meal or how shocking it is when people learn they can make healthy food delicious. They don't have to be that. Those are examples. So before you post any of these, create them. And then we'll look at them together. And then you're going to start to create your brand. And I am excited for you as I'm sharing this because I think it's going to represent you incredibly well. I think you're in a space few people could stand in, honestly.
Awesome.
I don't
great.
Think
Thanks.
Generic trainers can look at what you do and imitate it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Anyone else have any thoughts on what you're listening to?
In regards to Tammy or in regards to ourselves?
Any.
Well, you know, Phil, when we first started talking about this some probably a year and a half ago, and really about creating the avatar, as we created the avatar, I felt like I had to remove myself from the Bodies by Tasso business site, you know, that page. And have one that was called like Tasso Training. Now the girl that does our media for us says that really dilutes the brand of the business. I don't know that intuitively I agree with her because I think that with myself as a premium service, I have to have that brand, you know. That says, hey, what I do is so much different, and my staff is learning how to do that. You know, when you talk about these videos, I see myself doing a video where I'm training my staff. You know, Tammy happened to pop in the other day when I during one of my team meetings with my trainers, and I was, you know, I was going through client case studies with them. And I think that's unique because most people that I see as personal trainers in our area are very ego-driven, that they want it to be about them.
So I don't understand where you're at with this. You're splitting your brand.
I've held off from doing a Tasso training Facebook, specifically because of the recommendation of the girl that's the quote unquote social media specialist.
Okay. Are you familiar with the company Nestle?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So they can come out with Polar Spring Water because they're already an established brand. But if you're not at the point that your entire avatar market knows who you are, then you are diluting it by creating something different and separate. The only thing you might do to show a change is you might say Bodies and Health by Tasso and almost put it in parentheses in some of your marketing, because that's, I think, a part of your message is you want to go, listen, personal trainers everywhere can talk to you about your body, and they mean the physical. I'm going to talk to you about your body, and I mean the physical and the intangible. I mean the brain, the immune system, the gut. I mean making you well. You know, so there may be a platform to kind of build on your existing brand, but I agree that it would dilute it to just create a separate entity. You want everything that you do to lead equally to who you are. You don't want to send some people down one path and other people down another path. So that's been Tammy's struggle. That's been her challenge. Is she wasn't sure what to call herself because she does so many different things. So what I'm looking to do in this case is create a brand where if there's a woman between 35 and 60 that has a challenge, they can look up and down the whole street. They can look up and down the universe for a trainer who can help them. They're going to keep coming right back to Tammy because with this branding, she is the one. So I think you have to have that same sort of unity. So I don't think you should dissect your brand. But I think we'll go through this exercise together with you next time if you want. But give it thought in this direction. Is who is your avatar? Be specific. And what do you want your avatar to know about you or your product? And I believe for you, Tasso, you too are the product. You have a facility. You have a team of trainers. But you're always very wanting to kind of give it away. You're teaching your trainers. You want them to know what you know. You learn something on one of these calls. You want to teach it to your trainers. You're teaching them about mindset. But I don't know your trainers. I'm going to guess they're nowhere near as advanced as you, so they may not receive the information the way you do. I think the best thing is for you to wear it, for you to be, you know, hey, this is what Tasso does. And, yes, he has trainers, but the brand is you're getting to work with Tasso directly or indirectly. That's the brand. So if he trains his trainers, great. Tasso's still the brand.
Right.
There's a part of you that loves to give it away. And I think it's, in a sense, a weakness. You know, I talk about the parasite and the empath. You're the empath, and sometimes you need to move back toward the middle, and you need to realize everything you've done to this day has built the value in you, not necessarily in your trainers. Doesn't take anything away. Just like I said to Tammy, we're not taking anything away from Billy. We're just saying, where is the most effective marketing going to be? And when we get to you, I have a different avenue that we would take for you. But I think your maturity, your experience, your growth makes you unique. There's nobody in your area who can match that. But I still think that if Tammy's avatar had a choice between you and Tammy, they'd always pick Tammy. That's the way we would spin this thing. Where when we had defined your avatar, the same would be true. They would choose you. Does that make sense, or have I just thrown you off track?
No, it makes sense completely because, you know, just like on our Facebook where we have, Motivational Monday or, you know, Fitness Friday, there's no reason there can't be a Tasso Talks where I do these things exactly, you know, Tasso reflects on this.
Well, Motivational Monday and Fitness Friday are good, but again, they're generic. So there's nothing wrong with it. Lots of people do it, and you can keep doing it. But Tasso Talks is different, just branding-wise. I would brand every video Tasso Talks. I would even number them. I would start with number one.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tasso stole the spotlight. I'm bringing it back to Tammy. So Tammy, homework. 10 posts, 4 different photos, 3 videos. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not done. And by the way, this is not homework for next week. This is just now you're going to start working on this. It might take a month. It might take 6 months. It might take a year. but we're going to get you the branding that you wanted. And when you move into your facility, it's going to be really clear who you are and who your avatar is. So early on, I said you need advertising and communications. That's what I just gave you, the 10 posts, 4 different photos, 3 videos. Product and packaging design, I think you should make a simple handout, one handout, and not just a business card, something a little more than a business card. Business cards people lose, they throw away. It could be a fold-out. It could be something an index card size that opens up. You know, just kind of look around. What can you create that represents you, and all it needs to do is say what we said? Tammy combines her intuitive ability, so with a cool picture of you, a really nice layout design. It could list your services if you want, but just have one handout that becomes your identity card. So far, good?
Yeah.
And again, you can send us ideas. We can go back and forth on it. You know, if you ever get stuck, just go, I'm stuck, and I'll come up with some further suggestions. Earlier when I was talking about branding, I said the vehicles are advertising, communications, product and packaging, and I said a simple handout. And then I also said in-store experience. I think what you can do and you could do really well is a video montage from intake to movement, from movement to thrill. I'm not saying call it that. I'm just saying in a very short video, because I know you're good at putting things together, you can do a voiceover and just a video of you sitting doing an intake with somebody, then you coaching them through movement, and then them showing a result or thanking you or hugging you or something. So just so the video represents your brand. You're helping somebody overcome a challenge, and they're seeing it through like a time lapse from when they first sit down with you until they wind up happy, because ultimately that's creative tension from where you are to where you want to be. That's what you want them to see, right? Here's somebody who came in miserable like you, and a minute and a half later in the video, they're happy like you want to be. Anything that I said that you don't feel comfortable with?
No, not yet.
Pricing, I think you want to be at the top of your market. You know what your prices are. If they're where they should be, great. If they're not, consider that. But I'm coming back to the mayor and any other local celebrities. You know, I like the idea of playing off of this. I'm the one for people for whom fitness matters. So you don't have to say, hey, the mayor chose me, but showing a picture of the mayor working with you would be great. And don't you train some kind of anchor people or something from the news?
I do. And then I also train one of the owners of our Orlando City Soccer.
Well, we want recognizable faces among your avatars, right?
Right, and they're all, yes.
So try to get pictures that seem candid, not just here's me standing next to the mayor.
Right.
But, you know, maybe the mayor on a bike and you taking the pulse or something. I mean, just something that really looks like here she's doing what she does, not just she got a photo opportunity. Okay, because what people do subconsciously, remember I said there's got to be emotion to the branding, is they put themselves in the picture. So nobody sees a staged picture, and yeah, people do this all the time. You know, here's me standing next to this person. Here's me standing between these two people. Nobody looks at those pictures and puts themselves in that picture. They're going, oh, how nice. You know, nice dress. But if they see you training somebody, the person looks like they're either getting a good workout or happy or elated, they see themselves in that picture. And I think if you have somebody who's a local celebrity, it speaks to your pricing, even though it's subtle. Because the mayor can choose any trainer he wants, he chose you. We're almost done. Sponsoring and partnerships. I think you should connect with 2 organizations or charities that speak to your avatar. You don't have to do it immediately. You might already have some of those. But I think it would be good if there's a particular ailment that many people come to you with, if it's thyroid, if it's psoriasis. You know, there are all associations, foundations, agencies. Don't partner with a whole bunch of them. Partner with 2 so you can put their logos on all of your branding stuff. So you can run some charity events where you get access to their list. But I think 2 is plenty. And then last is the visual identity of the brand, logo, website. I think you should have a branded piece that is included on that handout that I suggested. That is Tammy Lang, Health Catalyst, the expert they call when fitness matters. And that's not a business card. That's what will show up on your website, on your Instagram page, just a branding piece. So you'll have somebody do the colors and the design, and it'll look unique. Now, none of this is yours that you have to do. All of these are suggestions, so you can change it however you want. But I've listened to everything you've shared and kind of funneled it into, I think this is the best way to make you unique. I mean, you're already unique, but to make your brand unique.
Right.
Good. Any thoughts, comments, questions?
What should I do with that Facebook page that I think I have, I don't know, over 500 followers on? Should I just change it to that, Tammy Lang Health Catalyst?
I would do it in a way that you make announcements.
Right. That's
so let's say, for example, you affiliate with a National Psoriasis Foundation. You put a post that says something like, great things going on. This and this happened. Oh, and by the way, you'll notice the name of the page has changed. You know, like just kind of tie it in so there's a sense of perpetual growth, not like you just did it when people were sleeping.
Right.
Okay, but don't do that right away. Do these things first. Like once you have your arsenal, once you have your posts ready to go, then we'll come up with like a calendar and an order, and we'll include in that when you change your name.
Okay.
And as I said, this is not excluding Billy. If you want to do a separate branding for Billy, you know, you could do that. But I think as you develop the brand, Billy gets more business.
No, exactly.
Okay, good. Anything else on Tammy or anything that I shared so far before we turn to Troy? Okay. Hey, Troy.
Hey, Phil.
If I was selling water and my avatar was someone who wanted purity, I'd say, you care about your health and refuse to become a victim of the toxic world we live in. Right? If I were selling water and my avatar was somebody who wanted purity, then I would say, you care about your health and you refuse to become a victim of the toxic world we live in. So in that, I'm saying, if you don't fit what I'm saying, you're not my avatar. Do you understand that conceptually?
Yep.
Okay. Then I would go on to say, now I've qualified who you are. That's why I'm bringing you water from an aquifer in a remote part of Fiji where the water is untouched by human or chemical contamination. It's as pure as it gets. So I'm holding the message until I identify my avatar. Got it?
Yep.
So you have to identify your avatar. Now, if I wanted to make that stronger, I'd say up to 40% of the bottled water sold is simply tap water in a plastic bottle, and you know how many chemicals are in tap water in plastic bottles. So first I'm identifying my avatar, then I'm telling them what I'm bringing them, and then I'm making it even stronger because I'm going, you could go out and be a victim of all the other trainers out there, right? You could go buy the shit water. Or you could realize that you came to the right place if you come to me. So if you come up with your identity and then you want to make it stronger, you have to identify the problems with other places. Right? Why should I come to you? That's the question. Why should I come to you? Well, because I take people through workouts. We know that's not going to be effective. So you did a redo of your website, correct?
Yes.
It looks great. I have to say, it looks great. Do you think so?
I'm just wondering how you saw it. It just went up yesterday, and it's under a different name.
I searched because I was preparing for today's call, and I knew you had something in the works.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I think it looks great. It's I think it needs work, but I think it's good, yeah.
Okay. When you say it needs work, anything specific?
Well, I mean, just based on some of the things that you've mentioned, I still don't think that it has anything that grabs people and says, come work out with me. Or come, you know, get better health-wise, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's just missing something. I just don't know what it is.
All right. So it looks good. And it's generic. It's both.
Right.
Let me see if I can get it in front of me. What is the URL for anybody else who wants to follow along?
FitnessProsBattlecreek.com.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, Fitness Pros Battle Creek. Tell me what Body by Science is.
Body by Science is a one-day-a-week workout that produces amazing results in that 1 day a week.
What kind of results?
Typically 8 pounds a month in weight loss and 2.5 to 3 inches off the waist.
Okay.
And a robot.
Let me go back to Tammy and say this. What Tammy does is she stays with you. She never stops guiding you. She will seek out answers on your behalf. She will find solutions. She knows that no obstacle is anything other than the path forward. So this is a part of the brand, is that they know that when they attach with Tammy, they're not just attaching with a personal trainer. They truly have somebody who's got their back and is in their corner. Your branding has to be so very different because you're going the opposite. You're going, you hardly ever have to see me, right? Like the workouts are short. You don't need a lot of time. Science is going to take care of this. Am I right?
Right.
Like you can't imitate her branding because it would be incredibly consuming for you.
Yes, true.
So that's why I think the two of you are good to work together because she'd really have to coach you, not just say, hey, here's what I'm doing and you imitate it. Maximum results in minimum time is a really good saying, but it is so generic, it's overused, and it sounds like wah, 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 wah. So I'm not saying take it down. I'm just saying just realize that doesn't have the impact you would like it to. If nobody else in the world said that, it would. But everybody says something like that.
Sure.
Okay? And if I say anything that you think is wrong or offensive, just stop me.
No, nobody said that back when I put it up on the wall. They all say it now, for sure.
Right. You know, I remember years ago I came out with a promotional piece that said, real people, real results. Nobody had ever done that before. Now it's everywhere, real people, real results. So, yeah, that happens. You know, you come up with a good idea, and somewhere in the universe somebody else came up with the same idea, and eventually other people imitate it. So I have to say that the website is professionally generic. I mean that. It's professionally generic.
Absolutely.
Is it unique? No. What things are unique on here? Metabolic Reboot. 12 minutes, 2 weeks. So it would take people too long to find those things. Now, I'm not talking about your clients who know you. I'm talking about people who never met you, and through marketing, they come to this site. Does somebody like singing? Troy, are you singing?
I'm not singing, no.
Do you hear singing?
I do hear singing, yes.
Tasso, are you singing? I think Tasso's singing.
He got distracted.
Okay, so when we go to personal training, we see Fitness Pros one-on-one with Battle Creek's number one personal trainer. I don't see anything of the personal trainer. Right? Like, it's a total mismatch between that headline and what I'm looking at.
Oh, I got you.
So I think where it says Battle Creek's number one personal trainer, you got to play up. You got to have a picture of you, you know, just a headshot, but a good one. And it has to say who you are. And I think you really have to start to come up with some of the things that make you unique. And there are plenty. I just wonder if you see any. Because I've heard you go the opposite direction. You know, I've heard you go, oh, I just do the same calorie thing as everyone else. So I just take people through workouts. So can you get any closer to what are some of the uniquenesses that you want to exploit?
I mean, the uniqueness that I've always exploited is just the short time and the, you know, normal eating.
Okay. So understand the difference now. You're talking about the benefits of the program, but now we're looking at something that says Fitness Pros one-on-one Battle Creek's number one personal trainer, and you're talking about the program. So if you're going to say number one personal trainer, why? Who are you? And I think that's hard for you. I do. I think it's hard for you to kind of be that. You may believe it to be arrogant, but it's not. It has to feature you. So you now, as I'm going to say, an adult, meaning not just a kid who started personal training, have continued your education. You've seen people with chronic disease. I mean, shit, you have one, right? You have solutions that other trainers don't have. And you understand both the time issue and the need for a synergistic approach with 6 points. Brain, immune system, gut, mind, spirit, and self. So it's not just playing up the feature, it's playing up you. Like, you get it. That's what this has to say. Troy Huggett is not your ordinary trainer. Not only does he understand chronic disease intimately, he understands how to help people reverse chronic disease. It would be great if the workout itself changed everything, but he'll talk to you about lifestyle. Here's the really good news. He's very sensitive to your time constraints. That's why he may give you a 12-minute workout, and that's all you need. But it's got to be about you. You're delivering the information. Now, not the whole website, just a section where it says Battle Creek's number one personal trainer. It's got to play you up. So you're creating, in a sense, a local celebrity. So when they meet you, you're like, oh, my God, this is the guy. I think the metabolic reboot, if you choose to connect with it, I'm glad you are, the 12 minutes and the 2 weeks, those have to be developed and prominent on the homepage. And if we do connect on this National Slim Down, that too, it has to be on the homepage.
Okay.
So I like what you said. It needs some work. So it's good and it's generic. Now we just have to turn it into something that's good and really powerful. Even with what you have here now on the homepage, no other group class like it in the whole world. Am I looking at the right page? No, I'm on Fitness Pro Express. Okay, maximum result to minimum time. Special offers coming soon. Okay, then Fit Pro Express, right? That's what I hit? Right, Fit Pro Express. Okay, no other group class is like it in the whole world. And then it tells me all the things it isn't. No jumping, no bouncing, no confusing choreography, no plateaus, no boredom. They won't read past that because there's nothing compelling here. Now, at the bottom of that, then you go, lose 8 to 10 pounds of fat. Lose 2 to – that's got to be prominent. That's got to be at the top. Okay, they're not going to respond. Remember the way I just said it. First, you've got to get them hooked, and then you could tell them how you're different than everyone else. First, I've got to say, I'm speaking to the people who want to have quality, pure water. Then I can say, do you know that most water comes from the tap? So you have to first say, let me tell you what these glasses will do. They're going to knock fat off your body. They're going to knock inches off your waist. And then you could say, do you know that there are other classes that have you jump and bounce and all the things you shouldn't do because it puts strain on your joints and doesn't bring you the result you want? So think of this in terms of when somebody looks at a page, what is the impact? And that's what's missing. They'll go, hey, this looks really good. And as I go through this, Troy, I don't know who you are.
Well, see, this is very interesting because all the folks that I'm working with on, you know, marketing and different things are saying that you don't want your website to be all about you. You want it to be about the results, programs, et cetera.
So, right. What do they do for a living?
Do they do marketing.
For who? For what kind of businesses?
Well, I mean, different businesses. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm asking, are they experts in personal training and fitness?
I would say no.
Okay. So everything you're doing is good. It looks good. What I'm saying is you need to stand out, and marketing companies are good. You don't want good. You want to be extraordinary. So they're missing the uniqueness of you.
And I'm good with
I'm not
that.
Saying they're wrong. I'm saying they're limiting.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I just was following what they were telling me, so.
It's a good start. It's a really good start. The question then becomes, do you want to be better than that?
Of course.
Yeah. So if you are the unique hook and the website looks really nice, but it doesn't have the unique hook, it's not all about you, by the way. I didn't say it should be all about you. But when you do get into the page about you, it needs to be about you. And when people are making a decision, why should they come here? They need to understand what makes it different. And the truth is, what makes it different is you. Does anyone else have any thoughts? Because I want Troy to at least feel comfortable with what I'm saying. He may not agree, but I don't want to just be outwardly challenging or appear to be challenging his marketing company.
Well, Phil, I know Troy very well, as you know, and I think Troy's a lot like me, that it's a very difficult, because when I first went on in the business, my partners wanted me to just call it Bodies by Tasso, because they said people would come there because they know who you are and what you do. And we have this thing, this little voice in the back of it that says, don't be an arrogant asshole. But the presentation you did to us and wanted to be better seminars, I think it would be better this group, about the parasite and moving from arrogance to total humility,
yep.
Those types of things, getting in that middle target zone,
yep.
Really was eye-opening, because I realized, you know, there's guys walking around and they display arrogance in a completely different way that I'm never going to display it. And
right.
We have to have that balance that we're confident, arrogant, but compelling and caring. And Troy has those. It's just building the confidence. Say, hey, look, I'm absolutely the best at what I do.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That applies very much here. So, and on that call, I was talking about a couple of presentations. I was training medical professionals to conduct seminars. And one of them came across as extremely arrogant. I am the best. And right away, everybody was turned off. But the other one came off the other extreme, so humble, and he kept going, well, I don't really do anything other than, you know, you can find this stuff on Google, but I'm the guy who's going to really help you. And the humility made you go, I don't want this guy. So you've got to be in that middle. You don't want to be arrogant where people are turned off, but you don't want to be so humble that nobody knows who you are or what your gifts are. So I'm glad Tasso brought that up because, yeah, that applies to you. This is your company. Your name is so small at the top, you know, Troy Huggett's Fitness Pros, but there's nothing here about Troy Huggett. So the marketing company can tell you what they want. Ultimately, it's your business, and you've got to make this work. So I would try things. And if they disagree, they try them. You see what works. And if they were right, okay, they were right. Are they giving you specific marketing campaigns along with this?
No.
Yeah, so they've designed a nice website. They've given you a professional generic website. There's nothing wrong with it. I just think you could be so much more compelling.
And so remember their promise, Troy. Their promise of their offer was, hey, we're going to give you a great-looking website. They didn't say they're going to bust the doors down with you being the most busy trainer and having the most results.
Right, yeah. I agree with all this. I'm good.
Okay, so that's what I would work on, Tammy, with Troy, is you have to, in a sense, what feels to you like boasting, it won't come across that way, but hey, I've been at this a long time, and I've learned what I need to know. I continue to learn, And I think you've got to mention the, not only do I see what's happening to our population as they're aging, I have executives, retired people coming in. I see the chronic disease epidemic. As a matter of fact, I've dealt with one the better part of my life, and I've learned how to overcome them. You know, that's such a great message to that avatar. And I do think the time issue is good, but I want it to come from you. Like, it's not just I got a program that takes you through 12 minutes. It's that I understand you. I understand you're busy. You don't have time to be in the gym for an hour and a half. That's why I developed a 12-minute program. That's why I can show you results in 2 weeks. It creates tremendous credibility in what you do. It creates a sense of congruence. Now, I also think that I know you're pursuing medical relationships, and you will get there. You will. It takes a little stick-to-itiveness. But I think at the very least, you need a resource for labs. Not for all of your clients. But I think when you work with people with the chronic diseases that I'm seeing radical change in, you want to be able to show those changes. You know, CRP, blood glucose, cholesterol. So labs are not that expensive anymore. They're only expensive because of insurance companies. And when insurance covers it, they only pay pennies on the dollar. So it would be nice if you could just find at least one relationship where you can say that. I'm looking for a doctor to refer people to, and when I send people for labs, I was hoping they could come here and get them. Years ago, I had a great relationship with LabCorp where I ordered labs online, and somehow somebody reported me that I wasn't a doctor, and I lost it. But I'm pretty close to creating one of those again. I don't have it yet, so as soon as I do, you'll be the first to know. But in the meantime, you should find a local resource for labs, because I think it'll help you as you build your testimonials and your branding. Here's somebody who had, pick a thyroid disease, and they don't have it anymore. Here's somebody who was told they had type 2 diabetes. Guess what? They don't. So it'd be nice to be able to get those labs. I would also find chronic disease statistics for your city and state and compare them to the healthiest states, just so you can play that up. You know, if certain states have a much smaller percentage of chronic disease, then that shows what's possible. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And just like I said to Tammy, in your case, I would associate with the Diabetes Foundation or the American Diabetes Association. Are you now? Because I know you do a lot of charity events.
Not so much anymore, no. I have in the past.
Did it serve you or not really?
Not really.
Okay, so let me tell you how it can serve you. They have a massive list. So if you do an event and they will help you promote the event, you attract a lot of people. So you do it because you care. You do it because you're connected to the association, but you've got to get their resource, which is their list. So I would try to find somebody you can talk to with either. I think there's a Diabetes Foundation and there's also the American Diabetes Association. And maybe there's a juvenile diabetes sponsor or something. But I would look for those connections so that you can do some fundraisers that speak to your avatar and to your mission. Is there anything you think I'm off base with or I'm missing?
No, not at all.
Okay, I love that you updated the website. I mean, this is really good as a new starting point. It's much better than what you had. You've just now got to really inject you in here. And then the final thing I'm going to say here, Troy, is I think the most valuable part of this website can be the blog. There's nothing there yet.
Correct, yes.
I would religiously post a blog. It doesn't have to be often, and it doesn't have to be long. But it could be like every Tuesday and Thursday. But like clockwork, it needs to show up. So like I said with Tammy, I would write 4 or 5 or 6 articles before you release any, so you have them in the wings. So you don't have to go, oh, no, I got, you know, you don't have a deadline. You don't want to self-impose a deadline. But the reason for the blog is, I told you, people don't stay on websites like they used to. They have a very short attention span, but what you want is them coming back. So if they read your blog, there should be somewhere they can click that says, I want to be on your list, and then you should have it set up so automatically when you post a new blog article, your list gets a notice.
Okay.
Was there anything that I shared that sounded like too much work?
No, it's just a matter of me figuring these things out, really.
Okay, well, you have Tammy in your corner. And everyone else here, by the way. Okay, open forum. Any thoughts, comments, questions? Tammy, you're good? Tasso, we're going to cover you on the next call if you want to. Do you want to go through this process?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Troy, you got your work before you, but I think you really had a good starting point. I like that you moved into the 21st century with your website.
That's right.
It's really nice. Now we just got to get it to really represent you.
I do want to say, Phil, that I did because I mailed the three doctors in town that are independent.
Right.
I called each one, got no response. I actually showed up at one of their offices the other day, and they literally have a calendar. So they still do drug reps coming in for lunch.
Okay.
The calendar, I couldn't get into their calendar until April 19th, I think it is. But
okay.
I'm in.
Good.
So I will be doing a presentation to that group, and I just haven't been able to get over to the other two, so I would assume they also have it. Standard calendar for that. So.
Good. Troy, April 19th will come. Had you not made that trip, you wouldn't have been in there. So I think that's great.
I just was amazed that they were still doing that because I didn't think they could do that. So
maybe nobody knows.
Okay.
Maybe nobody reported them. But that's okay. So, April 19th, good. That's not as far off as it sounds. Time moves quickly as we get older, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. I'm just saying that it's in, so it's a done deal.
And the good thing about that date is when it goes really well and you see you're going to make a lot of money there, you can buy me a really nice birthday gift because my birthday is coming up 6 days after that.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Perfect timing. All right, good. I'm glad. And you're going to also contact the other one too, right? You're not going to stop because
yeah,
I told you.
Too.
Yeah, the people who get in are the people who try to get in. So the fact that you're trying and you're trying it methodically is great. And somehow you'll be surprised more opportunities will show themselves as long as you just stay connected to this as a very real outcome that's going to happen.
Okay.
And it wouldn't hurt, not immediately, but it wouldn't hurt to put a call in and go, hey, I'm the guy who's getting you guys lunch on the 19th. I have a client I want to send for labs. Can we talk about how to do that?
Okay.
Wouldn't hurt. They might go, oh, no, we can't do that. Or they might go, well, sure, let me have the doctor call you back. It just doesn't hurt to be present, not annoying, but present, and always you want to do something for them, you know?
Right.
Okay, good. Very good, guys. I look forward to the two of you talking and hearing about it. And Tasso, we will take care of you on our next call. Until we speak again, be better, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks.